You don't need to be a rocket scientist to observe that very attractive women typically get by rather easily in life, at least in their primary years. You don't need to be hyper-intelligent to notice this, you just need to have eyes that work. I remember years ago in university where I had obligatory laboratory science credits I had to do despite not studying a science subject per se, and I noticed very quickly that there were two girls in the module that really weren't paying attention but doing quite okay, and I noticed that they were receiving a lot of help from guys who were paying attention and understood quite well. It just so happened that these two girls were quite attractive. I had to put in a lot of work in that class because I just wasn't terribly interested. It was about chemistry, and that really isn't my forte. But that wasn't the only instance of that I've noticed, and I'm sure in your life you've noticed things like that. Pretty girls get a pass on a lot of things. They get help. The late, great Barbarossa, years ago when he was at university, would talk about this sort of thing. So it's pretty common knowledge. If you're an attractive woman, a lot of things come easy because people will help you out and you don't need to do it yourself. And that seems like a trite observation, but I think you can in fact extrapolate a lot more from that than meets the eye. Now, most of you know by now that looks are very important and they predict a lot. Everyone by now has heard of the halo effect, although normies might refer to it as something like pretty privilege. And the fact that height is an example of something else can often redound to your benefit. Taller men earn more over a lifetime compared to shorter men. And these are kind of basic facts that everyone knows these days, at least people will pay attention. And they're also documented, scientifically as it were, by data, by studies. But there are some things that I think can be intuited and derived from a lot of these observations that have not been officially studied. And they lie in the realm of observation anecdote, unfortunately. So everything I'm going to be talking about in this video today is not necessarily backed up by the science, but I would bet my bottom dollar that most of them, if you actually studied these phenomena and you investigated and you had the data and people published studies, I think it would turn out to be true. So the principle I want to emphasize here, and the thing that was highlighted in the pretty privilege, the girl kind of getting her way and coasting through life, is the concept of the path of least resistance. Now, that's not unique to highly attractive women. That is a human universal. People, generally speaking, in the vast majority of cases, who am I kidding, try to go down the path of least resistance, the option that yields the most benefit with the least effort put into it. And this just has to do with conservation of energy. Lions do the same thing. Famously, lions lie about 18, 20 hours a day, sleeping, messing around, but not really expending tons of calories because it's costly. It's not really a good investment of energy rather than hunting all the time. And a lot of animals, in fact, most animals behave this way. Humans are no exception. So we're always looking for a deal, a way to invest as little energy as possible to get the best outcome. Let me give you a hypothetical example of this. It's kind of obvious. If you had the choice of going to university and then going to med school and spending, roughly speaking, a decade and a half in schooling, so you can one day earn, I don't know, $300,000, $400,000 a year with all the attendant and expectant debt, or you could press a button instantly and tomorrow, like magic, $300,000 a year would just appear in your account. Which would you choose? Now, I'm sure there's some people that would claim they would choose the tough study route of working hard and then going to med school and working night shifts and paying off the debt because it's rewarding itself, but I think 99.98% of people would press the button to get the $300,000 a year, as opposed to going through the rigmarole of a decade and a half of schooling, debt, etc., etc. Classic example, but it demonstrates very clearly the path of least resistance. Press a button, get tons of money, versus quote-unquote work long and hard and eventually get the money. Now, within the realm of lookism, you see this all the time, like I mentioned, pretty girls getting away with lots of stuff, and very attractive guys. You can look at the case of humor. Are very attractive men funny? Because they're actually funny? Maybe some of them actually are, but a lot of them, maybe even most of them, are funny because the halo effect interferes and women just think they're funny because they look really good. Here's the thing about looks, beyond all the things discussed so far in many circles. Looks, when you're sufficiently good looking, tend to create conformity, tend to sort of push you down a middle road for the most part. Let me clarify what that means. Have you ever seen people that are deeply political, ideological, extremely so, on the extreme of the right or the left, that are legitimate Chads or Stacys? I challenge you. I don't think you'll find anyone, or it'd be very, very difficult. Why is that? Well, when life is very easy for you, you tend to not encounter a lot of obstruction or obstacles. And the people that tend towards extreme political ideologies, for example, are people that are interested in roughing up the system, changing the system, people that see problems with the system. But if the system has never presented a problem to you, because you fit into it effortlessly due to your looks, why would you want to challenge that? Let me give you another instance of this. There are many claims here and there, and I don't know if this has been proven definitively. I'm a bit skeptical, but I'm willing to be open to the evidence that, say, attractive and taller people, on average, are more intelligent than their shorter and average-looking counterparts. Like I said, I'm open to the evidence. If it's true, it's true. But in anecdotal mass observation, you rarely see this to be the case. So, for example, you don't see too many PhDs of mathematics or molecular biology that are Chads or Stacys. And those are subjects that demand a lot of cognitive horsepower. So you wonder if super attractive and tall people are significantly more intelligent, why aren't they there? And again, I think this all goes back to the path of least resistance. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, that it's true that attractive, taller people are more intelligent on average. Well, if you don't need to use your intelligence in a very, very disciplined or long-term way, the way, say, a PhD might demand if you're doing molecular biology, mathematics, physics, whatever, why would you do that? Just like pressing the button to get $300K a year is a lot easier than going to med school and an undergraduate and getting into debt. So it might be the case that attractive people are more intelligent than less attractive people on average. I don't know. I'm open to the data on that one. But if you're very attractive, why would you bother to waste years of effort and time to study something difficult and get into something when there's so many other opportunities that are easier to come by? For example, if you're super, super attractive, you can look into modeling or acting, or any number of things that require a lot less time investment, a lot less cognitive horsepower, and you are rewarded for, if not immediately, much sooner or much more quickly. So, in addition to everything else, what looks do, especially at the highest end of looks, the super, super attractive people, is they push people away from the pursuit of certain ends, avenues, and professions. They push people towards the norm, and they push people towards conformity, because typically people only discover problems in life if they encounter them directly. So the reason why so many inkwells are well-versed in lookism and the details, and in many cases the data, is because in their lives, inkwells have been directly affected by their lack of good looks, which then forces them, subsequently, to search out answers and understand how these things work. The same is true of anything else. If your life has gone swimmingly and smoothly, in large part due to extremely good looks, you wouldn't, A, spend much time looking into things like the halo effect, and you're probably not going to waste tons of years studying for law school or medicine or trying to get a PhD in some arcane subject, even if you do have an IQ of 140. That's the interesting thing about looks. Looks do a lot more than the halo effect and get you laid. Of course, they do all that and more. But they also push conformity. They push people towards the middle road. And they almost always encourage people to walk down the path of least resistance, as would we all. I mean, let's be honest. If you could press a button and get $300K a year, would you not do that? Likewise, if you are offered some easy acting job or even a modeling career, which basically just involves you having makeup applied to your face sometimes and flying to certain places and just looking good, as opposed to grinding, as the term goes these days, years and years in academia or in some kind of training program, why would you choose the latter over the former? It doesn't make any sense. So that's probably why you don't see very attractive people deeply involved in politics, deeply involved in difficult academic subjects, or even involved in difficult entrepreneurial situations. So for example, Elon Musk is a bit of a one-of-a-kind type of guy, but comparatively speaking, even people that are similar to him are typically not super, super good-looking guys, and certainly not super good-looking women. Why would you invest the time, energy, effort to get there when most things are just kind of thrown your way for very, very little work and effort on your part? So in addition to all the usual stuff, looks probably predict higher levels of conformity and less investment in difficult tasks, difficult life journeys, ventures, and just difficulty in general. And this shouldn't be a revelation, but I think this would be very interesting if people actually studied a proper scientist. I'm just a bum on YouTube at the end of the day. If they studied this in greater depth and used actual measurements like facial symmetry, things of that nature, to see just how well this correlates. Because like I said, I'm pretty convinced that I'm right about this, that you won't see very attractive individuals in the extreme ends of politics, in the extreme ends of anything, because it's just too much effort. And they're already rewarded for existing as such as they are. Anyway, another set of observations to add to the lookism pool, as it were, but I find this very interesting beyond all the other observations you can make, because, damn, if this is true, and I think it is, looks do a lot more than people think. As always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons on Patreon, my donors on PayPal. Thank you so much, guys. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel couldn't exist. And if you can leave a like, comment, share, and subscribe, it'd be much appreciated. And please hit the bell icon to be notified of my videos. People are just not notified of my videos anymore, and it might be related to that, it might not be. But nonetheless, it would be much appreciated if you did hit the bell icon. And if I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Goodbye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.